Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. In Matthew 5, we learn that God sees us in this world as salt and light, bringing flavor and much needed illumination. Are we allowing God's Spirit to restore and renew us with His life-giving courage and strength? He is waiting to fill us afresh with joy, love, and peace, so that our lives brim over with hope. Are we shining our lights and living out our kingdom mission here on earth, so that those who are seeking can find, and those who are feeling hopeless can come to know the hope of the world, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Our scripture for today is from Matthew 5 verses 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste or its purpose, how can it be made salty? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and walked on by people when the walkways are wet and slippery. You are the light of Christ to the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and moral excellence, and recognize and honor and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Let us be determined this week to not let our circumstances stop us from doing God's kingdom work. We all, at some point in our lives, face discouragement or difficult times that last for longer than we hoped. But let us be diligent in prayer, asking God to refresh us, give us courage, and fill us with hope as we continue our mission to do His kingdom work here on earth. We, as the body of Christ, should not get stuck in our circumstances, but instead open the door for others to experience the hope and saving grace that is only found through Jesus. And let us declare that with God on our side, nothing is impossible. We serve an almighty, faithful, loving Heavenly Father who knows the plans He has for us. God is always working to restore and renew our lives, equipping us with all we need, so that a bountiful harvest can be produced in due season. We do not need to doubt or be fearful about tomorrow. We can simply trust in the miracle-working power of our Lord. So, let us seek Him first in all that we do. Let us ask Him to revive and restore us and fill us afresh with His life-giving hope and peace. Let us speak life into all situations. God is greater than our circumstances. It's time to build again, to move on, to be light bearers and effective co-laborers here on earth. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Thank you, God. We woke up this morning to so many blessings. We woke up, and I want to wake up, and I want to say I'm destined for greatness. Impossible is no more for me. There is no limitations. I can move mountains with the power that you give me. I can take the authority of this world, of the challenges, of the spiritual attacks against me, because you've already won that battle. And now I want to see the miracles in my life. And I want to claim, God, that you are my provider and you are my source.
Lord, I know that you're real and we can bring our petitions to you, and you are more than willing and able to answer them, Father. Lord, I thank you for everything that you do for us, both seen and unseen. Lord, we just pray for everyone and just ask that you bless them, that you love on them, that you give them what they need.
I pray that the valley of dry bones in our lives will be revived, Father God. I pray that we start to speak life over things, Lord. Do not speak negativity over things in our lives, Father God. I pray for the renewing of our minds. I pray for physical strength, Lord, to speak life over every area that we're struggling with, Lord. Where we feel like we're in the deep pit or in the valley, Lord, I pray that the dry bones will be revived, Lord, and that you will guide us and strengthen us, Father God, Lord, and really help us to rebuild and restructure things. So as we seek your face, Lord, I pray that you that you wholeheartedly go before us and fill us with more of who you are, Lord.
Dear Lord, we unite in prayer and ask that you will forgive us for sometimes excluding you from your church. Forgive us that we can get caught up in ourselves and earthly agendas. Please move us as your church to recommit to your mission, that you will help us through your Spirit to join you again with renewed enthusiasm on your mission to seek and to save those who are lost. We thank you for your loving discipline and guidance.
Dear Lord, give us this insight to see your plans for us. Help us to increase our tolerance for frustration in order for us to still be light in darkness. We want to keep our eyes on you, because the moment we start to look around us at what's happening in the world, we get discouraged. Give us hope and peace. Give us a clear view of what you are busy doing in order for us to also bring hope to others. We want to live according to your plans and not our own. Show us how you want to use us as agents for your kingdom during this time. Give us the strength to pick ourselves up and start making a difference. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.